learning from these entrepreneurs is actually my favorite part. It's like I have to keep improving myself so I can help them succeed.
Welcome to the newest episode of the Kick-Ass Women podcast. In this episode, I talk to Mamiao. She is the director of 500 Tuk Tuks, the Thai branch of 500 startups. They invested in 51 startups with their first fund and are now expanding to Myanmar, Cambodia, Vietnam, and Laos with their second fund. In this conversation, Mamiao, who is on the Forbes 30 Under 30 list, shares career advice, namely how she landed a job at the world-renowned accelerator in VC 500, and why she thinks it is harder to get a job in venture capital than get funding. Mamiao also explains what she likes the most about being an investor, what she's looking for in a startup, how to get her attention, and how she interacts with a startup once she's invested. So whether you are looking for a job in VC or for funding, this episode is for you. Thank you so much for being with me today, Mamiao, calling in from Bangkok. You're now the director of 500 Tuk Tuks, which is the Thai branch of 500 startups. So can you tell us a little bit about how you got into VC?
Well, actually, it wasn't my original plan because I didn't intend to be a VC. You know, firstly, I want to talk about my background first. I studied economics and then I went on my master in innovation, entrepreneurship and management. So I grew to be, you know, banker. And when I, you know, found out that I wasn't made for working in the bank, then I wanted to become an entrepreneur because that's what I study for, right? It's like a funny story that I tell this to everyone, like how I become involved with the 500. But yeah, it was a pure luck, I think. I was searching for an entrepreneurship ideas and Mu, you know, one of our partner in 500 Tuk Tuks, he also runs a successful startups called Upi. Since I know he is very talented and he likes to share his knowledge, that's why I went to one seminar to just to get to talk to him and to know him and ask for his advice if I want to start my own business, what do I have to do? And turns out we discussed for a lot of stuff about both business, and also I asked him about 500 that he recently just run. Like, it was the first 2 months that they brought 500 startups brand into Thailand. So I asked about it and told him that, oh, actually, when I was studying in my master degree, there was a class on like finance your startups or like VC too. So I was quite interested of how is it run in Thailand, because we didn't have any VC in Thailand all at that time. So when we start talking about VC and I become really interested and asked him if I could help for free, you know, it wasn't even for like a job apply. So he brought me and other shortlist applicants to meet Ratin, the other partner. And yeah, they talked to everyone and they decided that I fit this position the most. And that's how I got my job, like accidentally.
That's so cool how you got into that. Did you actually work for free for them or did you get paid right away in the end?
Oh, I get paid. Yeah, but I started as like an intern because I didn't really have full knowledge about the ecosystem at that time or about startups, about the VC. And so even though I had a class on it, but working in real life and studying in theory is, you know, always different. That's why I had to work kind of like up from zero.
Yeah, you were quite young back then, right?
Yeah, like I was 25 or 26. Not that young, but yeah, it was about third year of working life.
Wow. And so in case, I don't think there's anyone who does not know 500, but I think there's maybe some confusion here. Is it a VC? Is it an accelerator? So could you maybe place it somehow in the startup ecosystem where it's obviously a very, very popular name?
Sure. We actually have many roles in each region. For example, it was a VC fund. obviously, it was established in Silicon Valley back in 2010. And there we have accelerator programs like Seed Series and Series A as well. But in Thailand, we are a pure VC fund. So it's pretty flexible for us to do what could work best for each region. You guys probably know we are the most active and the most global VC in the world, and we run both VC and accelerator. It just depends on the region.
As you're the most active VC, how many investments have you made globally? Do you know that?
Yeah, globally, we made over 2,000 startups already, which
a lot. That's crazy. Yeah, that is a lot.
Great. And in Thailand alone, I mean, for our fund, we've made 51 investments in our first fund, and now we are on our second fund, and yeah.
What is actually, with such a big number of investments, what is your average ticket size?
It can range between 50,000 until 500,000. It's a lot. But the average that we would do, I think the sweet spot would be around $100,000 to $150,000.
And I've heard you never take board seats. Is that correct?
Never is you know, you never say never, but we don't usually take board seats, but when we consider that it's crucial that we take a board seat, that would be very helpful to the company and to, you know, the suitable situation where, you know, we don't want other investors or any strategic investors to overpower the founders. Then we might, you know, step up and kind of protect the founders from our perspective. But usually we don't, because we, you know, as we have many companies in our portfolio, and then we basically cannot attend like all the board meetings and responsible for all the responsibilities. But we do have observer rights. So we still, you know, look over this kind of stuff for startups as well.
Mm-hmm. So obviously, with 500 being such a big name in the ecosystem, there's a lot of people that want to get in touch with you. So what is actually the best way for a startup to get your attention? And maybe to give a feeling to the people out there, how many startups per week do you actually look at?
I think it's pretty hard to define how many startups per week do we look at, because the numbers vary every week. You know, some weeks we get to meet like, we have like 20, 30 meetings, or like some week we just do something else and only meet like 5 startups. So it really depends. But yeah, we spend a lot of time sourcing deals and also building the ecosystems. For startups that want to get in touch with us, I would suggest you actually spend a lot of time to make sure your product or service is in the right market first. Like, check with yourself if the market is big enough. Is your startup really working? Are you getting traction? What is your unique position? Why are you better than competitors? And why is your team kick-ass, you know? And if you can answer all of this, then it's probably time that you come talk to us and, you know, get involved with the ecosystem, get involved with the community, because referrals matter a lot for the VCs. We have like so many cold emails, and we actually open these emails, but sometimes when we get refer from the people that we trust or people in our portfolio companies, then most likely we will give a lot of chance that we will actually study into it and make the meeting happen, because there are so many stuff going on. So yeah, I would suggest this. Or maybe you can take the route and go to attend the accelerators, well-known incubators, because we will always be there to get the good startups, good investments.
You've already mentioned a little bit what you look for in an investment. Can you maybe share a little bit the insight when you look at a pitch deck or you get an email? What is the one key metric that you look for first?
One key metric? I think the beginning, when I assess the deals, and the end where I make a decision whether to invest, is kind of different. When I receive like a presentation deck, I would look at two things actually. If this business model is working in the market that they're in? This is the most important question when I go over the deck, because if you know the business model is not working in the market, like it's very related, because if the business model is working, but if the market is in downwarding trend, then it might not be a good opportunity for us. Or if the market is in upward trend, but your business model is not working well or not making any money from this market, then I don't think it's going to happen also. So I look at it two things at first. In the end, when I want to determine in the final stage whether to invest in the startup or not, I would say team would be the most important factor that will make a final decision.
And how do you assess whether it's a high quality team?
First of all, during the meeting, we'll ask a lot of questions to, of course, to get to know the business, but it will tell a lot about how well the founder is into the startup that they're doing. Like the passion will show. It will also show if they are, you know, if they really know their stuff. If I ask about, you know, the tiniest detail about your company or in your financial report, and if they can answer right away, then I know that they are really attentive and they are really into building the startup to be successful. Because at first, especially in the seed stage, you know, the CEO, they have to be everything, like from the CEO, the CFO, the CTO, the marketing, the PR, the HR. So if they know, if they can prove that they know mostly everything, then I would, you know, be confident that they can build the team really well in the future. But the thing is, it's not all about the CEO, but we also look at how variety the team is. Do you have the tech team yet? Because sometimes, you know, when it's too early, then you get the CEO and another co-founder, but they don't have the existing tech team and then they have to still outsource it. I would say this is not ready for our investment yet. So as soon as you get the CTO or the tech team, then we probably can continue on talking, because that's why the startup tech team is quite important for us.
Yeah, I 100% agree. And so you've already mentioned a bit that you look very closely at the business model and whether that works in that specific industry the startup is in. Can you maybe share from a very personal perspective, is there any business model that you find specifically interesting or any industry that you get really excited about personally?
I would say Thailand was very hot about the e-commerce market a few years back, and there was a lot of startups that tried to build an e-commerce in like very niche market. So even the e-commerce market is still booming, but they tend to, you know, limit their business model and their type of business to be really, really difficult to execute. Then it would be a bit harsh to tell the whole story because it's really bad. But yeah, I would say e-commerce was good a few years ago, but there are a lot of them died because they didn't really look into the model that really works. But right now, I think the reason that e-commerce model is not really attractive in Thailand right now is because there are a lot of big players dominating the market right now. So it might not be relevant to the example that I chose.
Yeah. Yeah. You have now invested in over 50 startups. And I would be super interested in what is actually your favorite part about being an investor? And once you have closed the deal, how do you actually interact with the startups?
Sure. I think the favorite part is that every day is the new day. Like, even though we have the routine that we have to follow, but it's the endless learning journey from working with all these talented entrepreneurs. Because, you know, as a VC, they come to us for the money and the advice and the value added to, right? But I think they are actually very brilliant and hardworking people that I've ever met. Learning from these entrepreneurs is actually my favorite part. It's like I have to keep improving myself so I can help them succeed, because in order to help them succeed, I have to be able to advise them too. And that's the part that I have to work on every day. And what was your the other questions?
Such a beautiful answer. The other question was, how do you actually interact with the startups once you have closed the deal?
We, you know, leverage the technology, you know, thanks to the group chat and and everything, that we can put everyone together in one big family group chat. And then for the each startup that we invest, then we have separate group chat with the team also. So we can ping them or they can ping us all the time if they have any questions or if they have any, if they need any support or if we want them to update about their situation or anything. So we constantly talk to each of the startups that we invest, and we have quarterly portfolio review. We'll call like startups that we invest in to come in and update their KPIs and how are they doing, their runways, and if they need fundraising or if they need help us connect to any partnerships. So it's not like we invest and then we leave them alone, but we also take care of them. It's like a lifetime partnership and journey together with these startups until they can raise the full-on funding or, you know, be success, hit the goals, exit whatever they need or whatever is the end goal for them.
You already mentioned in the beginning that 500 Tuk Tuks is now currently raising a new fund. What will be new about this new fund? Where are you expanding to? And what does the future hold for 500?
The main difference between our first fund and this fund is the region, I would say. For the first fund, our investment thesis, it's mainly Thailand and maybe other startups that intend to expand into Thailand. But for the second fund, we learned from the first fund that Thailand might not be enough. I mean, it's a big country and it's a big market, but there are still a lot more opportunity and a lot more entrepreneurs, talented entrepreneurs out there in Cambodia, Laos, Vietnam, Myanmar, which is, you know, so close to Thailand, and it's so easy for us to travel around and then get to meet these emerging market and talented entrepreneurs. And we thought that, you know, why let them go away, and why don't we grab this opportunity, because it's a win-win situation for both the fund and both entrepreneur and the ecosystem in CLMV countries as well. We decided that this fund is going to be Thailand and CLMV focused. Also, we also learned that the check size is pretty important as well. For the first fund, we might, you know, do about 200K USD at the maximum. But for this fund, we can do the pre-series A and series A, and it can be up to 500K if it's really suitable deals.
Oh, wow. And now that you've already mentioned some of the other ecosystems to which we've actually been together, Yangon and Phnom Penh, where you mentored Seedstar startups. So I was wondering, when you go out and mentor startups, how do you think can the startups use your time in the most efficient way?
Well, when you get to meet mentors, I would say, and the time is always limited. So before you go to them, you probably have to think about the quickest way to explain to them what your business is, and they might ask you a few questions to make the picture more clear of what your business is. But what I think each startups or every entrepreneur should do is that you should think of maybe 3 to 5 or maybe more questions about the problems that you are facing or the things that you think you want to improve, but you still haven't really figure out exact ways how to do it. Because I think we would respond to questions really well in the limited time. I mean, if we have like a limited time, you know, we would be like, you know, have a casual conversation just to get to know each other. But yeah, when you have limited time, questions are really crucial to get the most out of the mentors.
Mm-hmm. And then maybe now for approaching the end, let's go back to kind of the beginning when you talked about your own path into VC. What would you suggest others that are interested in landing a job in in venture capitalism, what would you recommend them?
I would say it's pretty difficult for you to, if you want to join the VC, it's pretty difficult if you send a CV to the job platform or anything, because I think VC is a very special industry where the firm is quite small and people stay a really long time. So, and the thing is, we sort of know each other, like every VC, you know, we connect and we know each other. So the thing we do when we want to recruit is that we will ask for everyone to share the news that we are recruiting to their personal network. So it's the truth, because one of my friends, she really wanted to join a VC and she always sent her CV to this, you know, job hunting platforms, and they never replied. But when I refer her to one of the VCs that I know, they took her right away because her profile is already excellent, but it's just that we need referrals. So if you want to get to be in the VCs, you have to be involved in ecosystem at first. You have to be very passionate about startups, and you have to have pretty good knowledge about the VC that you want to join, because every VC is different and every story is different. Every mission of the HVC is different. So, you know, do your homework and get involved with the community. Ask your friends or your network if you have any connections. And that's the thing that I would really suggest.
So in the end, it's pretty similar for whether you are a startup and want to get in touch with a VC, or whether you're looking for a job and want to get into VC, it seems.
I think it's harder, like, to get into a job with a VC. The connection must be stronger, because sometimes we source deals in accelerators, or maybe, yeah, we get deals from cold email sometimes as well. But for the job, I think it's really important for the referrals. Yeah, okay. Very, very. Yeah. I can't emphasize enough. Yeah.
Cool. And then the very last thing now, where can people get in touch with you?
Can get in touch with us through Facebook. You know, it's 500 tuktuks with a S-T-U-K-T-U-K-S. Or then you can shoot an email at me, mamewaw@500.co. Or you can, yeah, probably like through emails and Facebook. Yeah, that's the easiest ways.
Great. So I hope your inbox won't be flooded now.
Well, we have a lot of space for our fund to investment. So happy that my inbox will be flooded with the
Perfect. Computer. Thank you so much, Ramiao, for all your answers, for taking the time to talk to me. And I hope to see you soon in Thailand.
All right. Thank you so much, Adriana. And thank you so much for everyone for listening.
Yeah.